There you are, my pupil. Thank you for arriving so quickly. What can you tell me about the current state of the werewolves? They were spotted in Umbramorn last night, but we have no reported casualties, thank the gods. Just a pile of missing person reports from the guards. There's been more and more with each passing evening. The Coven is in a panic, and the other witches are looking to me for answers. What do you know? Chieftess Lynari has had difficulty controlling them, and they've been lashing out in rebellion. That sounds about right. That mutt couldn't control her dogs at the best of times. And now... My pupil, come closer. You smell different. A few weeks ago, your aroma was much like any other witch. Incense, dirt, herbs. But now your smell has shifted. It smells indulgent. You smell like Countess Swan. Why? I suppose I did indeed tell you to stay with her and keep her out of trouble. It makes sense that some of her aroma would linger on you. Forgive my interrogation. I've been even more highly strung since the arrival of the Countess, and especially after the ritual. What do you mean, speaking of which? Explain. There's been unrest in the Sacred Grove of Blue Roses. Celestial unrest. That is deeply concerning. You and I were the only spellcasters at the ritual, so I suppose it's up to us to settle this matter. Hopefully it's just a lingering spark that can be subdued, and not some kind of angelic creature waiting to enact violence on behalf of their god. Perhaps I should call upon some other witches to assist us. No, you're right, my pupil. We cast the ritual. We should take responsibility for it. Let us not idle any longer. If the werewolves aren't an immediate threat, then it should be safe for me to leave the city for a few hours. Let us be off. No matter how many times I enter this enchanting grove, it always remains just as beautiful. Wait, no. Something is wrong. The scent of the roses has changed. Blood has fallen upon these sacred lands, and mortal blood shall be spilled tonight. You did well, my little witch, leading Astaroth here all alone. Right into my trap. What is the meaning of this? Why aren't these werewolves attacking you? And... Oh, these disgusting thralls. I know these faces. The missing person reports.
I tried to be subtle, finding lost souls with no loved ones to mourn them. But despite my appearance, I can't be perfect at all times.
And the werewolves? Where is their leader?
Her remains are feeding the soil you now stand upon. She put up quite a fight.
Don't look so surprised. You invited me here, Enchantress.
And I have no intention of leaving. Piece by piece, I took hold of Umbramorn. Slithering past your defenses and making myself at home.
You have not taken Umbramorn. Not yet. My pupil, quickly, return to the city and gather the other witches. There is still time.
They will do no such thing. Will you, my little witch? I thought not. Come here.
You, traitor, after all these years under my wing, you succumbed to such fleeting temptations.
They know where their loyalties lie. In my bed. Because I follow through on my promises and don't dangle power over their heads like a treat out of their reach.
My pupil, it's not too late. Stand by me and together we can make it out of this. We'll go back to the city and get the other witches and drive this diseased monster from our lands. Take my hand. Please.
Well, little witch. You see, their heart lies with me, Estherel. And yours will cease to beat very, very soon.
I think not.
Do not try to help me. Let this happen.
My pupil, lend me your aid. I curse you for this betrayal, both of you, and for defiling this sacred grove with your sickness and treachery.
Oh, please. Lainari already cursed me before I took her head.
Just one more.
Have you had enough, Astaril? You're burning through your magic like a candle burning at both ends.
Silence!
Little witch, I grow weary of her resistance. Subdue her.
My pupil, why? Why are you doing this?
Because you failed them, Astaril. You kept them fawning over you like a puppy, eager to please and content with scraps of power thrown down from your high table, keeping them under your thumb with the promise of one day teaching them the magic they truly desired. Until I offered them something better, something more. And here you are, now supplicant before them, ready for the student to become the master. Come here, my sweet little witch. Let me fulfill my promise to you. I will grant you power that should have been rightfully yours all this time.
Don't you fucking touch me, you monster.
Stay nice and still, Enchantress. Little witch, take my hand in yours and stand with my chest to your back. Let my darkness flow through you. I am not as well versed in the ways of necromancy as other vampires, but there is one spell that I learned just for you. A spell that will siphon the magic from your mentor and transfer it to you.
Don't. Please don't do this.
Be silent, Enchantress. You have lost. Now, submit. How do you feel, my little witch? Strong? That's what I'd like to hear. Now to dispose of this withered husk.
You will regret this, Countess.
Kill me if you will, but you will never truly rule these lands.
The air will poison all who breathe it in. The land will grow sick and infertile. And one day, those dearest to you will
ultimately betray me. I've heard this before. Now try to have some dignity in your final moments. My sweet little witch is watching, after all.
I'm sorry. I failed you, my pupil.
I was wondering what her blood would taste like. And she was delicious to her final breath. Oh, my sweet little witch, come here. It is perfectly natural to mourn her. But do not do it for long. You have work to do. Look. Look out over Umbramorn, the city of candles and cats. Stretch out your hand and feel the magic and my will flow through you. Relax. I know it feels strange, channeling this much power. But the old must burn to make way for the new. And there are too many still loyal to the Enchantress in that sad little city. But nothing a meteor shower won't fix. Lainari is dead. Astaril is dead. So too must this city die. You asked for power, my little witch. This is what true power looks like. Screams and blood and terror. It's beautiful. Isn't it? No? Well, to each their own, I suppose. But you look angry at me, my little witch. You wanted power. I gave it to you. I didn't promise that it would come peacefully. And before you even think about turning your new magic against me, look around you at the army you helped me make. Look at the body of your mentor, now an emaciated corpse. Do not let your new power go to your head. I am still much, much stronger than you can ever hope to be. Once the fires have died down, and you've stopped feeling sorry for yourself, round up the remaining witches and bring them to this grove. They must learn who their new ruler is. And those who will not kneel will die.